Gary Crisp about to join us today from Racing and Sports. Morning, Gary.
G'day, Sean. How are you going?
I'm well, thank you. Afternoon, actually. It is Winks on Saturday was just what we would have expected. And as I said to Mark Van Gestel, they didn't protect her, didn't put the cotton wool on, just took her out and she did what she does.
Yeah, exactly. I think most people there were a bit, unsure whether she'd actually run or not. But it was a strong decision by Chris and his team to actually run her. And she got the job done and got now 15 consecutive wins. So she equals the mighty Burnbur and, of course, Carbine on that winning streak. So two very good horses there. So, but we've got her going to 124-plus time form rating on Saturday. Clearly, she wasn't at her best or didn't need to be at her best. Mm. Talking to Hugh after the race, he just made the point that he did what he had to do on her and that was it. So she still had plenty up her sleeve. But, it was a good performance, that's for sure.
He never moved on her.
No, he didn't. No, it's an awesome sight.
Just, you're looking at the 200. I said to myself, have a look at this. This is just wrong.
Well, particularly if you're looking at it from where we are, but if you're actually out there racing,
they're
probably not that so good.
Just in the camped on, have a look across him. So, all right, we'll go now.
Obviously disappointment. It was Hartnell. I mean, this is the sixth time he's met her and hasn't yet been able to beat her. But he obviously wasn't himself on Saturday. Much better horse than that, and certainly you can forgive him that bad run. Laquessi's spirit was very good, but she probably was on the best part of the track on the fence, as we saw most of the day there. That towards the end of the day, that was a place to be. So it'll be interesting to see whether she actually runs up to that sort of form next time we see her. But obviously, a race is going to be a stepping stone for several of these horses going forward.
Yeah, as I mentioned, Mark and my guest earlier on, they would have been delighted with Laquessi's spirit, wouldn't it?
Yeah, look, I mean, she was an upset winner, of course, in the Oaks during the Spring Carnival. At very big odds there, 100-1. But, she showed down Saturday that performance may not have been the fluke that everybody thought it was. But like I say, we'll probably need to get another look at her just to see where she currently sits.
All right. Now, looking at anything else out of the race, take your eye or just all perform basically to what we expected?
Oh, look, I think Magic Hurricane Blinkers on. He ran quite well, actually. First up, he's run, 4 or 5 pounds below, his expected peak would be. But obviously that's over 2,400 metres, longer distances than Saturday. But second up there, he's made a progression. So he's going the right way. Maybe a race like the BMW, within his grasp. He's a Metropolitan winner. And I thought, Bob Tavago, obviously, back on the wet. He won the Derby last year in a bog track. And I think he probably has his best form on the wet. Certainly his best ratings are on the wet. So he was, fair as well. So, I think whichever way you look at it, the race belonged to Winks.
Gary Chris from Racing and Sports with us. We're looking at the meeting from Saturday, I suppose. Well, look, first of all, at the Sweet Embrace, One More Honey was a nice winner for John Thompson.
Yeah, she was. She's only had the 3 starts now. She's won twice. We've got her going here to a new peak on Saturday to 109, which is right on the 5-year winning time form rating average for this race. Same figure as Scarlet Rain ran last year, but well under what Crystal Lily ran 2010, 117. Of course, she went on to complete the Golden Slipper double. So the race is sort of, like I say, right on the 5-year winning average. Nothing really stood out, I guess. There was a form connection here with the Arctic Angel, the Melbourne form through Catchy. She'd run third to Catchy at a previous start at Caulfield. So there was a form line there that's worth taking note of as well.
All right. What did you make of Arctic Angel and Teaspoon?
Teaspoon is very good. Second up from Skull, she was very good winning first up there in the Widden Stakes. And she ran 104 that day and she's gone to 106 on Saturday, just a slightly up on that figure. I mean, I think, the track condition on Saturday got progressively worse as the day wore on. So these girls probably had, a better surface than the boys had later on, because it did actually rain quite heavily, and the time suggests that. But they did go quite a good solid tempo here. Arctic Angel went along in a good tempo. Probably if the race had been 1100, she might have been able to hang on, but One More Honey was strong and probably gives the impression that she will get over a bit more ground, 1400, 1600. And speaking to Jay after the race, he sort of felt that as well. So I think it's a good little race. I think that there's quite a few of these fillies will take improvement from this as well. And, they'll, I think, you know, train on to be handy, you know, if not this campaign, certainly next time we see them.
All right, just count these totes here. Ballarat, the winner, 4 Federal Agent, 2 Even 150, 2 Destini Charger 150, 5 General Skill 550, and 4th A Cracker Jack Brom. Quinella 330, the Exacta 970, Trifecta 9880, 4258 the 4, 217.30, running double 7 and 4, $9.90 on the way to the boxes for race 2 at Manawatu. We'll head there soon. The Skyline Stakes, and Mark Yunlin, looks like he's got a handy one here in Diamond Tathagatta.
Yeah, it was good to see Mark get another Metropolitan winner. He's only just starting out, as we know, and this is his fourth Metropolitan winner and his first group winner. So he's doing quite well, Mark. He's got a young team there, and this horse has got under the punter's guard a little bit, I think. But a very strong form reference here when he resumed. He was running up there to Sheila Rain, and of course we know how good she is. He was on debut that day and you know, took a lot of experience out of that run, and as we saw there on Saturday. And he was very game. It was a slog to the finish, this race, in the very heavy conditions there. And of course, he prevailed late right on the line. But I think that he's got a horse with ability. I don't think that there's any fluke about this performance. And, of course, so Corsicate as well had a win on debut at a maiden at Canterbury, and he's improved off that as well. They've both run a figure of 109, which for this race is probably low side. The average five-year winning rating is 114 for it. Good standing, ran 109 last year, the same as Diamond Tathagatta. But the really good winners of the race, like Exosphere and Dance Hero, were around the 120 mark. So a little bit defined if these guys are going to go towards the slipper. But I'd say the track at this stage of the day was pretty hard going for them.
All right, now we move on to the Liverpool City Cup. McCreary, that was a good strong win, wasn't it?
It was, he was well found too in the market there, and he's got a good record first up, obviously, and wet track held no fears for him, and he just sat off them stormed to the line. Chetwood overlooked that performance. He's pulled up with respiratory conditions and so forth, so just ignore that run. He's much better than that. And a very good performance from A-Rod. It's the first glimpse of form he's showed here in three runs. We saw him in Melbourne during the spring, where he had a run down there over 1,400 metres behind Regess and was second that day, and then he resumed, of course, in the Group 1 behind Blackheart Barton, was a little bit outclassed, and then a big drop in grade on Saturday, and also a bit of give in the track, I think, helped him. The win has gone to 112, which is exactly his peak rating from last campaign, which is always a good sign when they return to racing and pick up where they left off. And A-Rod returned a figure of 114, and he's got plenty of room to move on that number on his UK figures. He's normally around about a 120-plus horse. So he's a horse that he can train on from this performance, there's a good race in A-Rod.
With Gary Chris from Racing and Sports, the Surround Stakes, La Bella Dianza was a pretty strong win, and so, as mentioned earlier on, so you think he's starting to leave some nice horses.
Yes, he certainly is, isn't he? Which is good to see. He's a beautiful looking horse, so you think, and a good galloper, so it's good to see him getting a few here. But this filly's very talented, Sean. I think this is no fluke about this performance at all. We saw her come here from New Zealand with very good performances there. Dominant win in the 1,000 guineas at Riccarton. She ran a good figure that day, and she's picked up here on Saturday first up with a figure of 113. She's a filly that's going places for sure, and won't be troubled by extra distance. So she was very dominant, and she's put away a pretty good field here. I mean, you're talking about Oh My Sword and Global Glamour. Global Glamour is a Jewel Group 1 winner. As we know, Oh My Sword, is just on the comeback trail after, going amiss in the spring. So, I know the conditions probably favoured her a little bit, but this is a strong win, and, I think this will be a very strong form race as well. Oh My Sword was, very good late there, and obviously she's will take a lot of benefit out of this run. She ran to a time form running for 108. She's got about 7 or 8 pounds in hand on what we saw her produce in the spring, so she's got plenty of upside. And Global Bammer, I think just the conditions probably found her out at the finish there, but very game all the same. And Fox Play, I think we'll see her improve when we see her next race. She, came off that very good second to Global Glamour and the Light Fingers, and obviously didn't reproduce that here in the conditions. But, I think this will be a good race going forward, Sean.
Now, the Blue Diamond, you would have looked at that. Catchy, that was impressive.
Yes, she was. She's undefeated now in four starts, and, was a pretty solid performance. To get over the top of these guys, giving away so much start. We've got a rating 116 on this race, which is under the 5-year winning average, which sits around about 120. Now, in that, you've got some pretty good winners in previous years, horses like Extreme Choice and even Earthquake, the last filly to win it, ran a figure of 119, and of course Samaretti back in 2012, 123. So the 116 sort of is, I think, a fair figure for Catchy. I think that she's a it puts her equal top rated on the time form table with She Will Reign on 116. And so she'll come to Sydney now and off that performance can probably still improve again. Depends whether she gets around Caulfield, I guess. Phil Pariah was very good here. He's just his third race start, and he's continued to make improvement in his ratings at each of those three starts. He ran to a figure 118 on Saturday and did it very hard to travel wide without cover, and was just a sitting shot at the end for Catchy. So, and again, we've got that very good form line, Pariah and Minari, through the Sydney horses now starting to take some shape. So we've got a fairly good idea, I think, where this race probably ends up sitting. Formality was good. She's had the three starts. She won her first two and was good there on Saturday. And Property didn't have much go his own way. He did a few things wrong, and he can improve off that as well. So whether he'll come to Sydney just remains to be seen. But at 116, she's certainly equal top-rated filly.
And Shardell, great win in the Oakley Plate. The two that went crackers up front hung on.
Yeah, good performance. Always a good race, isn't it? The Oakley Plate. I mean, there's a few unlucky stories in the race, I think, as well. I think probably the way the race was run, Shardell had most of the favours, and of course Jay Maria, brilliant ride. I think he actually did his trick of getting at a change stride there when Fatten moved alongside her and looked like was going to take her, but she's ran a figure of 118, which is up a few pounds on what she's shown previously. But certainly at that level, the race sits pretty much on the race standard for this type of field. So she's no better or worse than what the average suggests. Extreme Choice is very good. I thought he just got a bit too far back, and he ran to a figure 123, not far off his best. And he'll definitely improve in the Newmarket. Hellbent didn't have things to go.
So wrapping up with Gary Chris from Racing and Sports from the Oakley Plate. Do you think the Newmarket winner was amongst them?
Well, I think that probably Extreme Choice would probably be my pick of them. Although I do think there's a few unlucky stories in the race. Fells were obviously unlucky, knuckled at the start. You can't afford to do that in an Oakley Plate. No. So he certainly can do a lot better than that. Perhaps Wayne Burge can improve. But I thought the run of the race for me was Extreme Choice. I thought he's a quality colt, and, I think he'll definitely improve off that run.
All right, good on you, Gary. Good to catch up as always, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, no worries, Sean. Good on you. Thank you.